You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We're coming up at 1. We'll get you set for the Phils, the finale in Chicago. Last game they're going to play before the trade deadline, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m. Your guy Taiwan's on the mound today.
Got to make it happen tonight.
Taiwan Day is a Philly.
What a day, I should say.
It's a must win. You can't lose a series to the White Sox. Nah, I mean, they got to win this game today. We'll get to leading off coming up in just a little bit. This segment brought to you by Meineke. Get your AC tuned up for the summer and road trip season. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. A trade rumor update for you, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. And then this segment, we unearthed a clip of Hugh Douglas in a movie that he never told us about, the actor here, Hugh Douglas. All right, so according to Mark Feinsand of MLB.com, here's what he tweeted a few minutes ago. The market for Eugenio Suarez is beginning to shape up with less than 30 hours until the trade deadline. You ready for the names, Hugh?
What you got?
Per sources, the Mariners, Cubs, Tigers, and Phillies are considered the primary teams in the race for the all-star third baseman. So,
Come on, big guy. Come on. Make it happen.
Go get him. Go get him. Imagine having 250 home run bats in the lineup. They can make it happen. Let's go to the phone lines. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. What's up, Will?
What up, Will?
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, man. What I'm like, I'm loving what I'm hearing coming out that Eagles camp, man. I think Jalen knows that, you know, he wants that crown, right? And it's not just him. It's a team effort. And that's where he got everybody locked in on. And I believe, like, the team know it too. Like, they want to see greatness. And I think we got the team to show that and to do that, right?
You talking about the Eagles?
I'm talking about the – come on, man. I don't understand. Like,
we did this yesterday.
Not? But listen, but why not?
Because we're talking about the Phillies today.
Oh, that's right, what you called about.
Well, this is Will, hold on. To be fair to Will, he falls in a time warp sometimes where he's on a different day than the rest of us.
He has done that before.
It happens, I know.
All right. So I'm going to talk to Phillies.
Okay.
I'll talk about the Phillies. All right. So the Phillies right now, what I need from Bryce is, like I said, listen, everybody keep, you know, they don't want to talk about it. But it needs to be talked about.
Okay.
Listen, Bryce, I know you want that contract, and other players need to get their contracts too, right? But what we're focusing on right now is the World Series, right? And if everybody wants these contracts, guess what? Y'all got to earn it. And the only way you're going to do it is to win the World Series. And the only way y'all going to do it is to actually have everybody focus on one thing is to win, right? And listen, man, I'm not saying that. I'm being straight up right now, man, because guess what? The team and the fans and everybody, they deserve it. This is the season. There ain't no future. The future
now,
is
there we
now.
Go. Now we're on the, now we're now now we go, we're Will. Getting somewhere, Will.
The future is now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But everything that needs to be done, whatever deals you need to be made, what we need is for y'all to bring the right piece to the puzzle. It don't need to be, to be honest, it ain't no more pieces. We got the pieces right now. All the team have to do is know that we got the team to do it, and they got to know it, they got to show it, and guess what? Y'all got to stay focused and keep the main thing, and that's the win. And that's what we need to do. And like I keep saying, man, that locker room needs to be shaken up, man, because guess what? We got the players to do it. They got to know it. And guess what? This is the season for all of them to dig in deep and go for it all. Because it ain't no turning around. It ain't no future. It ain't no next season. It ain't none of that. The season is right now. And y'all got the players. Y'all got the organization. Y'all got the owner. Everybody is locked in. But what I need is for the team to be locked in for everybody. Y'all got to understand, this is the statement season. We are the team to be. We left it on the table, and now it's time to collect. This is what Philly is about. We've been building, and we built, we put the pieces together, and now let's play together like ColecoVision, baby. Let's build, and let's know that we are team to be, and ain't nothing else on the table except for the World Series. And that's what I want all the organization, all the teammates, I want you to look at each other and know that this is the season to do it. And guess what? All the contracts that need to be signed, they're going to be signed. Because guess what? Y'all been together, and now it's time to win it all. Ain't no more playing around with this. We all locked in. This is locked in season. And let's bring this World Series to Philadelphia.
Now we're talking, Will. You ready to run through a wall here?
But we're there.
No, he lost me like a long time ago.
Come on. Can I, that was Will, inspiring.
Listen, Will, I love you, and you're a great caller. But I got to be honest. You lost me when you started threatening the players with not giving them contracts.
No, I like that. No, we should. No, Will, you're onto something.
I did like
but
that.
Listen. We withhold their checks unless they win.
But Will, listen. You said that in a week where Bryce Harper rolled up on the commissioner, all 6'6", Bryce Harper,
6'2".
With a bat in his hand. And
that's not a fact. That's not a fact.
It is in my story.
Well, I know. That's your story.
He rolled up on him with a bat, and he put the bat in his face, and he told him, you get up out of here with all that nonsense. And then called him a name.
Well, it was a rocky start, but you got there, and, I thought it was
I'm just
great.
Saying, Will,
you closed that strong. Yeah. The beginning was not great.
It was terrible,
but you closed.
No, I'm just saying, Will, you like, I love you, bro, but that's delusional. The commissioner rolled up in the locker room.
No, he's right. Now we're going to withhold our checks. We're trying something new this
the
year.
The commissioner
here.
Rolled up in the locker room. Bryce Harper set up, took his shirt off, grabbed the bat, and looked at him and said, man, you better get your ass up out of here.
Come on, big guy.
You better get your little butt up out of here with that nonsense. That's what he said.
Listen, let me say this. Let me say this. And I'm going to keep it real, right? Listen, and, you know, I understand, Bryce, and I know that you want that money, right? But you can't be selfish.
See, now you're trying to talk to him like, you know, and now you're trying to talk to him like he got some sense.
Bryce has enough money. Will, we'll pierce the call. Bryce is not getting a dime worth. Can we just win? Can we just get more pizzas in here?
Y'all crazy, for real.
We're
going to withhold your checks until you win the World Series.
I am running out of ideas to make the team better. Okay?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Well, at least I'm willing to do something. Do nothing Douglas over here.
And then Kyle Plant had the nerve to put the Rocky music on and put jumper cables on it. Well, he lost me when he started talking about threatening. You going to start off something with threats? You threatening folks?
Don't you do that? Is that why you get in trouble?
You encourage threats.
I do.
And violence.
No, I encourage lawlessness. It's the difference. Especially when you talk about Rocky Balboa and a man wife. Mm-hmm. Look here, woman. When you said that, you got to get swung.
Oh, no, you're not going Clubber Lang on us. Sorry. Yeah,
violence and threats are fine. Joe Withholding money? Out of the question.
That's over the line. Why Will started with the Eagles, I don't know. But we reeled him back in.
We do get lost listeners and callers occasionally.
Yeah, we do. It does happen.
We get lost hosts. All right. What are you talking about?
I think most of the audience would say that we're all lost. I mean, every single day. Cashmere in the Poconuts. What's up, Cashmere?
What's up, Joe? What's up? Sorry about that.
How we doing, buddy?
You know what? Joe, I love you, and Hugh, I love you guys.
But?
And Kyle, Kyle got on you before. You guys are going to disagree with me here, Joe. It's all love. You know I agree with you pretty much on 90% of the issues. Joe, this one, I kind of want to disagree with you on that. I don't want to trade the farm for a couple of players that I just don't believe.
Did you just hear Will after all that?
Yeah, you didn't hear the Rocky music under him?
Yeah, I kind of really didn't pay much attention to it, to be honest.
Poor Will. Guy's pouring his heart out to everyone, and you're just ignoring him. We have a live studio audience here that's disappointed in you, Cashmere. But anyway, Cashmere, so you care about the future more than the now?
Yeah, because Joe, remember I used to call you back in WIP back when you were in the evening show, and I remember calling you in 2017, 2018, wondering when we were going to get a good team again. And I'm sorry, I don't want to relive those days. Like, I don't want to relive 2012 to 2018 again, especially when I
the Odubel Herrera era.
Yeah, this is your fault to you. You're putting the seeds in people's minds. And I remember those days. They stunk. I mean, Cesar Hernandez is one of the best players in the team. You know, we were hoping Aaron Harang could pitch.
Henry,
yeah, it was a joke. But so I understand that. But a couple things.
Also, Joe, it's not just that, but Joe, if they were one or two pieces away, then I understand. Yeah, go do it. I understand. If they were, say, a Johan Duran away or a Mason Miller away from potentially winning the World Series, I'd say do it. But the thing is, Joe, they're not one Mason Miller or
they could
Johan
be. They, Cashmere,
no,
they
not.
Could be. They
they're
could
not,
be.
Joe, they have. So many holes. It's not even funny. They're not missing one bat. They're missing two or three bats. They're not missing one bullpen. They're missing two or three bullpen.
Well, all right, but hold on. Let's workshop. I agree, and to an extent, but let's workshop this. If they get one great player and they move the right piece from the starting rotation to the bullpen, they may have enough. Well, okay.
Who would that be?
Well, let's say they get a great closer, whoever it is. It's Miller, it's Duran, whatever the one. They get the best closer available. And they get a complimentary bat in the outfield. And then they go and they move Painter and Lazardo to the bullpen in October. And they roll into the playoffs with one more bat. And they have a pitching staff they can roll out of Wheeler and Sanchez and Suarez and Nola, and then the bullpen has the new closer, and it has Painter, and it has Lizardo, and it has Kirkering. They could win it with all that.
Oh, you really think that if you want to acquire a good right-handed bat like a Luis Robert or a Eugenio Suarez or someone else like that, someone of that ilk, and you want to acquire a good closer like, say, Johan Duran, who reportedly already said they're asking for Andrew Painter to start. And if you think you're going to get Andrew Painter or Mason Miller for not giving up Andrew Painter, you're lying.
Yeah, if you want Mason Miller, you're going to have to give up Painter. I know. If you want Stephen Kwan, it might cost Painter. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So then you're not going to have Andrew Painter to put in the bullpen in October because he's going to be pitching for the Oakland A's, or he's been pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Sure.
He's been pitching for
my point is I don't think they're perfect, but there's no perfect team. If they get the like last year, the Dodgers had issues. And that Tommy Edman was the NLCS MVP. Tommy Edman. Yeah, it wasn't Ohtani. It wasn't Freeman. It wasn't Betts. It was Tommy Edman. We can't find a Tommy Edman?
But guess what? I'm not willing to trade Ayton Miller for a Tommy Edman. We got to be smart here, Joe. Like, we traded
Let's just throw it in then and not try, Kashmir. What's the point of all this?
Because they're not good enough anyway to win. I don't know what to tell you guys. I never thought they were good enough to win.
Well, I just don't know who is that.
They say they're good enough to win no matter what they add.
Who's the team to beat?
The team to beat? The Brewers.
They're the hottest team right now.
If that's the team to beat, then we got to try.
Right.
I mean, come on.
The Brewers are the team to beat. The Brewers
are so scary right now.
Yeah,
they're good. I mean, they're good. But if the Brewers have never won the World Series, if that's the team to beat, I want to try. All right, before we go any further, we do have Leading Off coming up at 1. I'm disappointed in Hugh Douglas, you fancy yourself an actor. You've told us about some of your roles before. Mm-hmm. But then you left one out. Kyle, what is the name of this movie?
Happy Birthday, Harris Mauldin.
Hugh, what is this? When did you act in
the
it?
Major motion pictures.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but we
was all over the theaters in 2008.
Tell us about this, and we're going to play the scene that you have some lines in that you just conveniently left out all these years.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it's not that long.
But it was about a young man who has a fake mustache, and it was done by the group was Sweaty Robot, and I remember two of the guys. I think. That's when I first started working at the radio station here, and they asked me to be in a movie. And young up and coming, film directors and stuff. And they say, "Would you be in?" And I said, "Sure, not a problem." So I shot a scene, and my name in the movie was Big Ben. Big Ben.
Come on, big guy.
I was the director of the nursing home.
You were what?
I was the director of the nursing home.
And now every other day we're trying to put you in a nursing home.
Yeah, I'm on my way to the upper room.
All right, so do you remember the scene that we're about to play here?
I remember we were at a nursing home. I forgot where it was at in the city. And I was running around looking for somebody's grandmama. And I lost her.
You lost someone?
I lost somebody's grandma.
Well, this actually feels pretty spot on. All right, Kyle, let's hear this, how it sounded. Hugh acting in Happy Birthday, Harris Mauldin.
Now, down the hall is the recreation area. We have a nice little gym, and we have an indoor pool, Mrs. Levine.
A pool?
Hey, but you better watch out when you're in that bikini.
Oh, stop it.
I'm here to tell you, when these old-timers get a look at you, I'm going to have to hire some extra guys just to keep them off of you.
Who says I want to keep them off?
Hey, Mrs. Levine, is everything okay?
Everything's fine, Mr. Ben.
Having girl problems?
A little bit.
Don't worry about it. Keep your head up. They call me Big Ben, by the way.
All right, Mr. Big Ben.
They call you Big Ben because you're so big?
No, because I like European clock towers.
You know? Look at these arms. They're like cringy. Christmas hams.
And you know what? I love ham.
As I recall, like, as I get older, those lines are real cringy.
Those are some real cringy. I was looking up the 08 Academy Awards. I didn't see this one listed. Maybe it's off the Wikipedia for that one.
No, those are some real cringy lines. Like as you get old, they were cool back in the day, but when you listen to them now.
So this was set in Philly.
Yeah. Oh. We shot this in Philly. Yeah.
We need to cut different pieces of that for different drops. The arms like Christmas hams, and then Hugh saying he likes ham. Yeah, we need those.
But I really like bacon.
really like shameless plug.
Well, that never changed.
So it has a 71 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Out of 100?
And a 6.4 on IMDb. Which is not like,
wow.
I've seen worse. Movie. I've
not
seen
bad.
Worse on IMDb.
Not bad.
Now, the premise of the movie is ridiculous. Harris has no facial hair. So to compensate, he draws a mustache or beard on his face every morning. However, Harris breaks down after a girl points out that his facial hair is fake. What the hell is that?
You know what? And I to be honest, I've never seen it.
You never watched your own movie?
I tried to find it one time. Obviously, it's somewhere that people found it because Aaron in San Diego told me he Cowboy Jim told me I was horrible in my acting debut. And
was that your debut?
Yeah, I think that wasn't my debut.
Barless might have been, right?
Yeah, I did.
You?
I did
what do you mean stuff. You're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stanley. Why should Hugh Douglas get one bull for $100,000 when for that I can get a whole bunch of cows?
Exactly.
Yeah, cows? What are you going to do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
And I moved from beef
I have got
to pork.
$100,000 on the line here.
Sorry, partner. You had to find somebody else to do this deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, next up is chicken in your next role. So,
wow, was the ham and beef. They you were typecast.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
So I have a bone to pick quickly with your IMDb page.
What's that?
Well, they're taking liberties with all the things you starred in.
I did a lot.
No, hold on.
Wait, they got the soon-to-be Tubi actor on there?
No, but here's my problem with it. So they have What's Happy that? Birthday, Harris Mullin. Like, of course, like that's a movie. They also have the NFL on CBS.
That's it.
NFL Monday Night Football.
Because I used
football.
To put on a show
the
on
it. NFL on NBC.
What about the Hard Knocks?
Did you do anything
I used to perform.
This doesn't count because you played in the game that was aired.
I put on a show. Yes, it does.
Well, some weeks.
That means I put on shows.
We found many box scores you didn't put on a show. I mean, let's call it what it is.
You're catching so many strays today.
All right. Coming up next, we'll have you for leading off. We'll keep taking your phone calls to the Phillies. The future, does it matter or is it all about now? The trade deadline, the clock is on to make a deal. Latest on Aaron Nolan. We'll get you set up for the game as well. Phillies White Sox coming up. 215-592-9494 for a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.